try, see how much we can get. Okay, thank you. So we are up to Sif, Simon Mem Gimel, Sif Dalet. Where does this one go to? Hold on, let me see. This one goes to Mem Gimel.
It goes to the next Sif.
It goes to Mem Dalet Dalet.
Yeah.
It's not so bad. I think we could do it. Dalet. Im. Kaveya ikr suda ala peiros sheyachlim imapas. If you're kaveya your ikr suda on peiros, right? For bread, which is sort of like fruit soup and that type of thing, you're making part of the main meal. Kimin jim ikr suda, since they're part of ikr suda, niftana bebirchas amaitzi, you're part of bebirchas amaitzi, afilu lo hayu az ala shulchan, even if it wasn't on the table then. Rak tzarech, shetchilas achilas aperos tia imapas. Meaning, at least eat a little bit of the fruit, like we just mentioned, with some bread at the beginning. So then you're going to be okay. Hey, peiros hamavushal letzarchi suda. Let's say fruit that's cooked for the meal. K'mashirgin levashel lekinuach suda, right? Meaning like an appetizer. Bein im baser, bein beloy baser. Whether you cook the fruit with meat, without meat, yesh lechol mehem betchila ubasoif ktsas impas. You should eat a little bit at the beginning and a little bit at the end with bread. Uveemtza yochol lechol mehen gam beloy pas, and then in the middle you could eat without bread. Ve'ein tzrichel brochen, you don't need a brochen. Fine. Vav maisa oifa. Now this comes up a lot because for dessert, many people have cakes and all sorts of other things like that. So is that included? So maisa oifa, things that are baked, you're going uga sukkar, sugar cake, torts, uga shkedim, sukkar kuchen, tort, mandel kuchen, well, any basically cake, right? Uka daima, im oichom en machos ra'ovan, kedelus baimen. So if you're eating the cake because you're hungry, which means that the cook probably did a bad job, right? So that's why you're still hungry at the end. And then you don't have to make a bracha because you're using it to be full. But if you're only eating it for tainug, for taste, right, which is what most of us are doing, yesh safik bracha. Then you have a safik whether that gets included with the bread. And I think that this is the default at this point. Most people have it in their head already, I think. When you're making amaitzi, it's including, you know, the cake for dessert or the brownies or the, you know, the kichel or whatever else it is. But fine. But that's but we should try and make sure that we have that kavana, then we don't have a shot. Zayin im la'achar gemar asu the kodin birchas amazin shoyse kafe kidei la'akal amazin shalchal. Let's say after you finish the suda before birchas amazin, you want to drink a coffee in order to, you know, get the digestive system going. Then you need to make a new bracha. Because you're not drinking it because you want food and drink. You're doing it because you want it to help your stomach. It's good to make a bracha on a little bit of sugar to pater the coffee, like we said before. Take those jelly beans. Got to use those jelly beans or whatever. In order to, or the little rock candies or whatever the Nourish guy that we have out there, use that to get away from your suffic brachas. Okay, Simon Mendal did my machrein and brachas amazon ubay yud ches seifim. If anyone wants to know, I don't know if I mentioned this, why I keep saying ubay yud ches seifim, because I was zeichet a couple times to go to Reb David Feinstein's zechonei lorchas Mishnah Brura Shir and MTJ, and he did it. He read it like that. When he read the Mishnah, he read the heading, and he read Ubay Yud Ches Seifim. I don't know why he did that, but he must have had a good reason. I once came up with a reason once, but I can't remember it. But that's why we do it. Okay, Aleph. B'din Mayim Achrayinim Harbi Makilim. That's right off the bat. Mayim Achrayinim, there are many Makilim. Why? Why does he mean there's many Makilim? Because why do we have Mayim Achrayinim? Because of this very salty foods that they used to eat with their fingers. Nowadays, we don't have that type of salt. And most of the time, if it's not the Super Bowl, we're not eating with our hands. So why do you have to do Mayim Achrayim? Okay, so there's many, but this, so there's many makilim. Avon nochin l'chol yiris shemayim, lizar behem, you have, anybody yiris shemayim should try and do Mayim Achrayim. Ve'ein tzrichin litol ela ad perek sheni min hatzbos, you don't have to wash the whole hand, you just wash up to the second knuckle. V'yashpil yodav kodim sheminagon, and you should, you know, aim, like, lower your hands before you dry them. And the one who's going to be leading the benching should bench first. Now, it's yidua that the gra held, you have to wash regular natilas yadayim for Mayim Achrayim. You see, sometimes the fruma people, they get up and they wash a regular natilas yadayim. And I think Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that, I think, I shouldn't quote it because I don't remember. I think he says that it's not necessarily an accurate, it's not in the Bir HaGra. Anything that's in the Bir HaGra is for sure the Gra. In the Maaser Rav, it's supposed to be pretty accurate, but they say that there are some things in there that are not accurate. So this is, as far as I remember, in the Maaser Rav. Okay, base. Don't wash, Bash Mayim Achrayim on the ground where people walk, because it's Ruach Ra. Same thing when you're doing the Tzitzit in the morning. Eliyito L'Soich Kli, wash into a Kli, Oitachas HaShulchan, under the table, U'menagav Yodav, dry your hands, V'achakach, M'varach Berchus HaMazon, and then say Berchus HaMazon, V'lo Yafsik, Bein HaNatilu, Berchus HaMazon, and don't make any Hefsik, meaning don't, no talking between the washing and the Berchus HaMazon. Once we're on it, I'm not so sure why women are not Noyig. I know there's a tumult about it, but I don't remember offhand now. But it seems like women are not naig to wash Mayim Achrayim. Maybe because they just eat neater than men. I don't know. Gimel. Ein lahasir amapa v'alechem ad lacha birchus hamazon. You're not supposed to remove the tablecloth. On Shabbos, you're never supposed to remove the tablecloth. But you shouldn't remove it or the bread until after birchus hamazon. Why? You want bread on the table. Lahara is to show ki yesh shefa meyes Hashem. There's bountiful. It's bountiful from what Hashem gave. That He gave you so much, and you have leftovers. So you leave it on the table. You have better kavod and birchas hamazon. Like Elisha told his helper, ki koyam Hashem achol v'hayser. Have eaten, they have leftover. Right? Bracha can't go onto something that's empty. Needs to be something there. What do you have in the house? So, if, in part of Birchas HaMazon, as we daven to Hashem, they should take care of us. So, you want to have some bread on the table like this. The bracha that we're asking from Hashem should go onto something which would be the bread or the challah. The minig is to remove knives from the table before Birchus HaMazon, or to cover them up. Because the table is similar to Mizbeach. So we know that in Mizbeach, you shouldn't put metal on there. Metal makes people's lives shorter with knives, guns, etc. The Mizbeach actually lengthens people's lives because they get kapara. And it wouldn't be the right thing that you have something that shortens life would be waved on something that lengthens life. And even the table extends people's lives. Because the koyach of giving people to eat is mashur the shechina. So when you have guests by your house, it lengthens your life. So to put metal on there would not be good. And this is the same reason why many have the minig not to cut tzitzis with metal, because tzitzis lengthens your life. So you don't want to use something that's metal. And the meaning in many places is not to cover up the knives and Shabbos. You have to keep a chol machasa noisan. During the week, you cover them over. It's the koyach of Esav. Over Shabbos, v'yomtiv ain satan v'ain pegara. Then the Shabbos, v'yomtiv, there's no satan and there's no pegara. Minhagin sheyisrael toiri. In the meaning of klaisol is toira. There's also an opinion that says that on Shabbos, meaning during the week, we're afraid because we're going to be so sad about the churban, we may take the knife and stab ourselves with it and damage ourselves with it. So on Shabbos, when it's a more happy time, then that's not as much of a chashash. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Suras Taivas. And enjoy.